This Rush Hour catch-up is for Berrington Luxury Aged Care. For the school pickup. For the early run home. For the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Now imagine you're someone who has to put all those like tubs of strawberries onto the shelves at Woolies or Coles.
Yeah.
And having to scan every single one of them through a metal detector given what's going on at the moment.
That's outrageous. Well, we had hoped that we were escaping this here.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of last week, as bad as it was, at least it didn't seem to have reached WA, but WA police now this afternoon can confirm that a member of the public today presented at York Police Station to report his concerns that a needle had been in a punnet of strawberries. Now, he advised that he found the needle in his sink after washing the strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
And now, the needle wasn't in his sink before he'd put the strawberries in the sink to wash them.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, seems to have come from the punnet.
The thing is with these, as you mentioned, it's here, and also the fact that the strawberries that he bought were produced and packaged in WA, because there has been reports of South Australians opening up their strawberries to find needles in them, and
yeah,
those having been packaged in WA. Well, now we've actually got a case here of this happening right in our very backyard.
It started in Queensland, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
People who do this are the worst type of people.
Yeah.
I mean, there is...
Well, to think that it started
to say what type of person
to think that it started with
one kind of thing,
right? And then only to, in the days following that first incident, have more of these, and they're blaming copycats around the country for actually doing this.
What is wrong with
just
people?
It is just absolutely spectacular. I mean, there was the report out today as well that a woman in Queensland had been taken into custody because they saw her sabotaging those the free fruit, the bananas that you could get.
The free fruit that you get for your kids to give them as you're walking around the... My God.
Look.
And I mean, have you not noticed our farmers and entire farming community, you know, of all sorts, are doing it tough enough at the moment without having to throw all their produce away, which is what's happening now?
Well, we're talking about the prices of punnets having to fall now down to about $1.50 each, which is obviously terrible for the bottom line for farmers. But we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars that industry is worth.
Yeah.
But look, you know, given that this is landed in WA, members of the public are encouraged to be cautious in handling strawberries. Cut them open first. And report any discoveries to local police, or you can do so by calling 131444 or Crime Stoppers as well.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
We're talking about why your child may or may not need a mobile phone in the classroom. This is off the back of Dan Tahan, who is the new federal minister for this sort of stuff.
Education?
Thank you very much. I don't have the information.
The new education minister.
I lost the sheet in front of me.
Yeah.
He's a new education minister.
You remembered Tahan.
I know. Not bad, hey?
I wonder if he's met Nahan. Maybe. Nahan.
Yeah, so we're talking about this.
Uma, Oprah.
Just to get your thoughts on it, because he reckons, nah, it's about time that principals should ban them. Ashley and Baldivis, what do you think?
Nah, kids need them. I've got a year 8 daughter, a year 11 daughter, both on the end of bullying. And sometimes teachers, middle of class, don't do anything. Hands up, needing help, being picked on in class.
So how are they being cyberbullied? This is part of his point. Are they receiving messages in the middle of the class?
It's not even cyberbullying half the time anymore. Parents, kids, adults, it's not always cyberbullying. It's middle of class, at school, and things like that.
Sorry,
it's
Ashley,
not always your mobile.
Ashley, hang on a sec. We're just trying to understand what you're getting at here. So you think that they should have the mobile phones?
Yeah, I do think they should have their mobile phones.
So they can ring you in the middle of the class?
So they can text their parents, because I have had just that. Mum, I'm being picked on in my class. I tried to put my hand up to tell the teacher and nothing's happening. I feel sick. I want to come home.
How is the teacher not doing anything about it?
Because sometimes the teacher has their head in a book or has their head in their computer, because they've got a million other things to do other than, you know, besides teaching their class, which they are doing as well. And the kids will put their hands up or go to step up from their desk and they're told to sit down. That's exactly what happened. My daughter has done it several times this year, or has had it happen already.
You don't think that her having that mobile phone in the classroom is taking her away from what she should actually be doing?
No, not considering what her grades say. No,
I would be going
to see
the principal maybe of your school. Yeah, that kind of thing is happening.
Yeah,
we have had several discussions already.
Or maybe the education department or something, because that sounds like a crazy situation in her classroom.
What's even scarier is this is our first time living in the city. We've lived rural prior to this, where it was no mobile phones. They didn't have mobile phones, and it was physical, horrible, terrible bullying. So the thing is we've moved to the city and there's still forms of bullying. It's not as bad, I grant you that. But I'm still glad that my daughters have their mobile phones so that way they can contact me when they're scared.
It sounds like it's a real unusual
situation. You need to really get into the school for that one. Jackie in Kingsley, why does your child need or not need a mobile phone at school? What do you think?
Yes, so my son's 16. He was previously in a private school. We took him out of the private school due to the bullying side. He is now in a public school and they have a no phone and a zero tolerance to bullying. So at 8:40 in the morning, there is a siren and the phone has to go on silent. There's a second siren at 8:50. If your phone is not on silent or turned off and you get caught with it, it gets taken away and the parents get contacted immediately.
So it's working well, is it?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And the only time that they're allowed to use their phone is if the teacher says to them in class that they can take a photo of the homework that they've presented on the board instead of having to write it all down. Or if they're out doing, you know, like if my son's doing outdoor ed, et cetera, and, you know, if they're down at the beach, they can take photos of marine life, et cetera. So
Jackie,
I think it's brilliant.
The zero bullying tolerance rule aside, which, you know, I mean, that should be across every school anyway.
Yeah.
That aside, I'm assuming that maybe there wasn't a banning of mobile phones at the private school. Did you notice a difference between the amount of cyberbullying going on for your children when it came to the private versus the public way of doing things?
Most definitely. The bullying in a private school tends to be under the mat and it doesn't tend to be recognised. In a public school, I mean, the principal of this school is absolutely fantastic. And he himself in school got bullied and that is their biggest policy. Now, they have just zero tolerance. And honestly, I can see a difference in our son. He is just so much more happier going to this school as he was with his other school, which he obviously misses his friends, but he doesn't have that pressure of the constant bullying and cyberbullying.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jackie. Well done, Kingsley High. Yeah. Obviously doing something, you know, right.
We got one more here. Dana in Cardinia. What are your thoughts?
Okay, yes, I agree. I don't think they should have any phones in school. I had a year five child who basically, I got contacted from a school mum that someone posing as my son had set up an Instagram account in his name and had a kill list with bloody knives and all the children's names listed. And I had to go into the school and show this Instagram account during school time being actively used by someone within the school grounds during school hours.
In year five?
To take action. In year five.
As in 10 years old?
Yes.
Good
exactly.
Lord.
I was ropeable. And, you know, unfortunately for my son and for me, some parents may have thought that actually was my son, and it wasn't. Someone was posing with his name and actually, you know, using his details to basically attack these children and have a list and it was awful. I contacted the cyberbullying, I contacted the police, I got all these you know, the e-commissioner involved. To this day I'm none the wiser who it was and why, but it was definitely someone within year five or year six at a government school having phones active at school time.
This is just incredible. I don't know if the issue is there's a deeper issue here from these calls that we've had today, that there is a serious bullying issue actually going on.
Oh, well, there's no doubt about that.
And, you know, clearly mobile phones at school contribute to that, but far out, there is so much going on there.
Wow.
It's scary.
take my hat off to all parents.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Range Square, the new and updated dining precinct, including retail, the cinemas, everything that you need to know is open now. And to tell us more, we've got Charter Hall's Head of Office Development, Andrew Borger. Hello, mate.
G'day, Pete.
Andrew, this is about the most exciting thing to happen to the city for ages.
Listen, we are really pumped up today. We're opening our first stage of our $200 million redevelopment of Range Square.
Yep.
And the retail is really going to be really special.
Mate, what does $200 million buy you?
Well, I reckon the best gem in the whole place is going to be the new champagne bar, which I think has got Lisa's name on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be part of...
if you need anyone to try it out.
Mm-hmm. I've heard only the best for your list, Lisa, but no, we've got 13 screens, over 250 seats, and we know that Pete likes all platinum things. We've got four platinum screens as part of our 13-screen offering, and for those of you who want to go and see a great flick, Ladies in Black will be showing from tomorrow as well, which will be a big seller in the studios.
I really love this cinema aspect of it because, I mean, when I was growing up, not to give away my age, but you went into the city to see a movie. You either went to Cinema City, you went to Piccadilly Arcade or something, and now it's so lovely, the idea of going back into the city to go to the flicks and then, you know, go and have something to eat.
It is, and people want to come into town, have a drink beforehand, go and see a fantastic film or... Yeah, you know, and the great thing about our cinemas is all of the great 18 dining experiences in Range Square, you'll be able to order from your seat in particularly the Platinum Bar and get the best food and wine taken to your seat.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wine, back in, you love the chair.
Well, we're talking about food there. The dim sum.
Mm.
Michelin star dim sum.
Yeah, I think Tim Ho-Wan's really going to bring something pretty special to Range Square in that revitalisation along William Street. So I think, again... It's part of Range Square, but it's a big part of the city, and Tim Ho-Wan's really going to blow people's senses, both taste buds and also just the great atmosphere in his new facility.
Andrew, look, don't get me wrong, there is enough here to want to come out and just check it out anyway, but people love a freebie, and we understand that opening day is no exception. Free coffee going around.
Absolutely. There'll be over 250 free giveaways and coffee. There'll be goodie bags. There'll be great sampling. Some of the West Coast players will be coming down there this week to sign autographs and say good day to their fans. So lots to see and do, and lots of freebies in the first week in particular.
Well, I for one am excited. This is really, I mean, this is really good. If this doesn't get people go back to the city, I don't know what will.
For sure, mate. We're looking forward to it. Congratulations to you guys on the opening and the new development. It looks absolutely spectacular, and we're sure even more so when you're actually there seeing it for yourself.
Yeah, grand luck. Probably a big plug is Coles is coming back. We all need a Coles in our cities.
Yeah.
And Coles will be serving the people of Perth with plenty of specials in the first week and really offering that great convenience for all of our workers in town, all of our visitors to the city as well.
Good stuff.
Great. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, guys.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. That Rush Hour catch-up was for Berrington Luxury Aged Care.